We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight, Carolyn Borchardt. She is the president of Lakeshore Community Concerts. And unfortunately, she's going to be discussing the cancellation of the 2020-21 season. So welcome to Art in the Air.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I appreciate getting the time. You've always been really good to Lakeshore Community Concerts, and you continue to be good to us. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, and I've had a long association from the time when it was Hammond Community Concerts, Munster Community Concert,
right.
and the name changes the year that I retired. So, unfortunately, you've had to cancel your season. Tell us about some of the things you had planned. What's not going to happen this year?
Okay. Well, obviously, COVID has messed up everyone's plans. We had to cancel the last two shows of the 2019-2020. So we didn't get to see Maxwell Quartet or Broadway Bound. Now we're in the process of having our subscribers choose whether they want that $25 one-third of a season as a refund or whether they want it to be a donation to Lakeshore Community Concerts. They have a deadline of September 1st to respond to us, and the responses go to our treasurer since she's writing the check. So I don't really have any numbers so far. But our 2021 season was slated to be outstanding. We had Mandy Barnett, who does Patsy Cline. We had Fernando Varela and William Joseph. We had Atlantic City Boys. We had Pauline Yang, who's an outstanding pianist. We had the Everly Set, and we had the Sultans of Spring. Unfortunately, when we surveyed our subscribers, 90% of them said that they would prefer to cancel the season rather than have a virtual season. In addition, Munster High School is closed to any public groups to come in till mid-November at least. That's what they told us on July 14th when we had our last board meeting. So, you know, it is with a great deal of sadness that we have to cancel that board meeting. We've also heard that our reciprocal groups, LaPorte and Warsaw, have canceled their seasons, and Portage is doing a short season from March 16th to May 20th. So, you know, it's affecting everyone just as it's affecting you. We all know what it's like. You know, we can all empathize with one another, I guess.
So what do you have plans for your patrons, you know, in the interim to give them something during this year? Do you have any plans to kind of give them something to do?
Well, past president Christine Small, since we canceled the first show, has been sending a Sunday musical tidbit, or whatever you want to call it, musical entertainment, to all of our subscribers who have email. And so every Sunday we get something really nice, whether it's a little short thing of a minute or two or whether it's a little bit longer, a complete concert. So we're hoping that keeps us in the forefront with our subscribers and, you know, maybe even get us some new subscribers if they're happy with how we're doing things.
Still going ahead and planning the next season, and you're working with Live Entertainment, and I know
yes.
I've worked with them directly myself for many, many years,
yes.
helping plan the season. But what are you looking forward to, assuming we're all done with the pandemic, which I hope we will be by that time? What are some of the future acts you're looking for?
Well, as a matter of fact, this Friday and Saturday, August 7th and 8th, 13 members of our board will be attending a virtual national conference put on by Live on Stage. And we'll be seeing 23 different acts. And by Saturday night, we're going to narrow our choice down to the 10 that we think are the best that would appeal to our subscribers. We try to get a variety. You know, we want a little classical. We want a little pop. We want a little country because we have all sorts of interests, you know, among our subscribers. So we're hoping by this Saturday, we will have a list, and then we will be trying to book our list in September. And we're just really excited to hopefully go forward and start going to our concerts again, because we certainly need music in our lives. And, you know, we're just hopeful, I guess you could say. We're hoping that we can go back to our venue and we can see one another again, you know, because social socialization is a big part of it.
Exactly. You still selling out the event?
Pretty close, yeah.
So when you're planning in advance, as you're booking your calendar, what are the provisions for if it needs to be delayed?
Well, Live on Stage has been very good. The only one we had to pay part on was the Maxwell Quartet because they were already in town. So we paid our portion of it, but everything else has been forgiven. And Munster High School is holding our money over until the following season. So we'll be doing the same kind of thing. Obviously, we don't know when this is going to be over. So everyone has been most cooperative in saying, you know, if they don't show up, if you can't do it, you know, we're not going to charge you for the performer. That we'll be doing the same thing again.
Well, we'd like to thank you for being on Art in the Air. That's our president of Lakeshore Community Concerts discussing the cancellation of the season and hopes for the next season. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. And check us out on Facebook, please.